Good morning. We are up to Perek Gimel Mishnei Zayin and Maseches Eruvin. The final three Mishnayos of the Masechta will. The final three Mishnayos of the Perek will all discuss the situation of Rosh Hashanah. And as we said yesterday, that Rosh Hashanah is always observed for 2 days, whether it's in Chutz La'aretz, which obviously we always have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, we always have a second day of Yom Tov, but even in Eretz Yisrael, we said that there is even a second day of Rosh Hashanah, and that was always the case. And the reason why was because practically it seemed never to be possible to have one day of Rosh Hashanah, because the word needs to get out about Rosh Hashanah, about when Rosh Chodesh is going to be established. And as we know, Rosh Hashanah is obviously the first Chodesh of the year. And so therefore, when it comes down to it, other holidays, we know that in Eretz Israel there was not an issue to get the word out, because they just needed to get the word out by day 15, and you can get anywhere in Israel, it would seem, before the end of starts. So everyone will know when exactly Rosh Chodesh was, and therefore they can know when the new when the month started, and therefore they can know when the holiday of that month is going to be. However, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it cannot happen, because Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh are established at the exact same time, and as a result of that, no one other than seemingly the Beis Din who establishes it itself, maybe slightly around the area, but basically beyond that, even in Eretz Yisrael, no one would know when Rosh Hashanah/Rosh Chodesh was established, and therefore they always had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now, so the final three Mishnayos in the Perek are going to be dealing with precisely how one should act on these 2 days, and we'll see. Basically, it comes down to a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that we assume that both of these days, although they are clearly both Rosh Hashanah on some level, and that we're going to keep Yom Tov on both of those days. Truth be told, at the end of the day, only one of them is Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we can act accordingly. We don't have to assume, like I said, 1 48-hour Yom Tov. It's really two separate individual 24-hour Yom Tovs, which in retrospect will only have been one 24-hour Yom Tov. We just kept one out of doubt. The Chachamim will say, no, at the end of the day, we have to view it at the very least as a suffix in that way, and therefore we view it as a 1 48-hour period, a.k.a. one Yoma Arichta. So let's see what Mishnah Zion has to say. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah Shehaya Yarei Shema Tis'aber. Let's say if before Hashanah, one is concerned that the current month that they're in, Elul, will be Mas'aber, that it will be extended, meaning that it's going to last 30 days, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is going to be on the second day. Now, this is a very weird language that the Mishnah is talking about over here. What do you mean, if someone is concerned? This seems to have always been the case. There were always 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So what do you mean, if someone is concerned? So it seems like that the Mefarshim explained that the Mishnah is simply speaking in like a singular language, that if one is concerned about this, because we're going to give a case of a specific individual. But truth be told, at the end of the day, it's not just that one is concerned. Really, this is always the case, that Rosh Hashanah is always, one always has to be concerned that Rosh Hashanah is going to be on the second possible day of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore that Elul will might be extended. Therefore, someone is going to always have to observe Rosh Hashanah on 2 days. So let's say someone, go back to how the Mishnah spoke, so let's say one is concerned that Rosh Hashanah is going to be pushed off to the second possible day that it's going to be, and that the current month of Elul that they're in is going to be extended, and therefore you'll have to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah because you're not sure which one is going to be actually Rosh Hashanah. So in that situation, when you're going to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which again, we know, wink, wink, that's always the case, Ma'arev Adam Shnei Yeruvin Ve'Omer, a person can make 2 Yeruvin, one to the east and we can make one to the west, right? Exactly like we've been saying the past couple of days. And what is he going to say? He'll make a condition, Yeruvin Varishon LaMizrach V'Vashin LaMara, that the Yeruv for my first day is going to be on the east, and the Yeruv for my second day is going to be on the west. He wants to go somewhere on each day, but he wants to go in two different directions. So on the first day, he's going to say, my Yeruv is going to be, I'm going to walk 4,000 amos to the east and nothing to the west. And the second day, he's going to say, I'm going to walk 4,000 amos to the west and nothing to the east. Varishon LaMara V'Vashin LaMizrach, or he can say the opposite, that my Yeruv on the first day is going to be to the west, 4,000 amos to the west, and nothing to the east. And my Yeruv on the second day is going to be to the east, 4,000 amos to the east, and nothing to the west. Or he could say neither of those situations. Maybe he's only going to establish one Yeruv, and he's going to say that my Yeruv, that the Yeruv that I set up is going to be just for day one, and the second day, I'm not going to have any Yeruv. I'm going to be like the other people of the town. I could walk 2,000 amos in all directions. Or he could say the opposite of that. Yeruvei Vashini Arishon. The Yeruv is going to be here the second day, and the first day I'm going to be like the rest of the people in the town, and I'm not going to have any Yeruv. I'm going to be able to walk 2,000 amos in any direction. But basically what we all see from this is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two independent periods, and they're not one long period. So therefore, since they're two independent periods, even though, in other words, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda could even be according to the people who say that Shabbos, that one day of Shabbos and one day of Yom Tov are one distinct period, or 1 48-hour period. Because according to this, Rosh Hashanah, the only reason why it's different is because at the end of the day, it's you know what's going to be on one day, so therefore it's two separate periods. So even according to that opinion, that says you have to be machmir and assume that both days are one day of Shabbos and one day of Yom Tov together, that it's going to certainly be a 148-hour period. Even according to that, and seemingly Rabbi Yehuda could be more makil over here, because you know that at the end of the day there's only one day. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says there's two distinct periods, two 24-hour periods, not 148. The Lohu to Lohu Chacham, and the Chacham didn't agree with him. The Chacham say that when it comes to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you have to view it as one Yom HaRechta, 148-hour period, and therefore you have to assume that one Erev at the beginning of ends up for the first day will also be the same Erev for the second day, and you can't switch off by day two. So if you have one Erev on day one going to the east, then you can only walk to the 4,000 Amos to the east on both days. And if you have an Erev on day one, then you also have to have that Erev for day two, and you can't not keep an Erev on day two. Okay, so that's Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Ches continues with a few further machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding specifically this idea, this Indian of, is Rosh Hashanah viewed as a Yom HaRechta, 148-hour period, or is it viewed as two 24-hour periods? So here is a here are further machlokes. V'odamar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda has said something else. Masna adam al ha-kalkala v'yom tov rishon v'ochla basheni. Let's say a person has like a basket of tevel, and so he... this basket of tevel is not allowed to be made, neither if it's Shabbos oriented, or is a person allowed to say that is a person allowed to take trumas on maestros because of the fact that that's like makad patish, like putting the finishing touches on a kli, because this food going into Shabbos or Yom was not good at all. You could not use it, but now you're making it usable, which means it's in some way putting the finishing touches on it. So therefore, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, what's the situation? What can a person do? So says Rabbi Yehuda that a person is allowed to make a condition about a basket of tevel on the first day of Yom Tov, meaning on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and he can then eat it on the second day. So what in the world is this tonight that he's going to make? What's this condition that he's going to make? So listen to this. Here's what he's saying. The text doesn't say it, but this is essentially what the tonight is. That he'll say as follows. If the first day is a regular day, then the food that he is separating, he'll say that this is going to become Truma, but he'll say if today is Yom Tov, then nothing is going to take effect. That's what he'll say at day one. The next day, he'll say that if this is an ordinary day, then the food I separated yesterday should become truma now. And if today is yantif, then it already became truma yesterday, and then there's no issue at all. So that's the tanai that he's going to make. So therefore, he can separate truma on the first day, making this declaration, and we'll make a second declaration on the second day, and then he can eat the food on the second day. So too, when it comes to an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, he can eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Well, very simple, because on the first day, if we know that we can't eat a yantif, like we can't eat an egg that was laid on yantif. So if the egg was laid on the first day, and that was yantif, then it was usher on that day, but it was mutter on the second day. However, if it was laid on the first day, but the second day is yantif, then the first day was never usher to begin with, and therefore it's mutter. So we can eat an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah on the second day, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Lohu to Lohu Chamim, but the Mishnah ends by saying the Chamim did not agree with these rulings, that at the end of the day they hold the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah need to be viewed as one Yom HaRechta, therefore you can't have any leniency. So when it comes to separating Truma and Rosh Hashanah, you can't do that at all, because it's going to be Makad Patish. You can't do it for day one to eat on day two. That doesn't work. So it's totally us are going to be Asur and Rosh Hashanah to separate this at all. And then the egg goes late on the first day. It's also going to be Asur on the second. It's going to be Asur both on the first and the second day, because again, we have to view that as one Yontif period, and therefore, just like on any other Yontif, it's Asur for the entire Yontif. So therefore, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have to view it as Asur on both day one and day two. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches. Now, we will stop right here.